Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey, we are your home of the Dallas Cowboys here on DFW Sports Station, also your home of the Rangers. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. We got another Luke Bryan ticket giveaway in the 9 o'clock hour. And Bobby, who is turning into our Cowboy historian, talking about a passing that you wanted to bring up.
Yeah, this is sad news. I didn't see this on Friday with everything else going on in the world of sports that we were doing. I had missed the note that Tom Rafferty had passed away. Now, Tom Rafferty was the Cowboys' starting guard when he first got here. He'd replaced Blaine Nye. He was a fourth-round pick in the 70s out of Penn State. And after a couple years of guard, he made what was supposed to be the temporary switch to center and then ended up being a mainstay there for several years. Basically had run up from 1976 in the offensive line all the way until Mark Stepnoski took over in 1989. But a unique career, one of the few people in existence who would have blocked for Roger Staubach, Danny White, and Troy Aikman. And you want to talk about just scrappy, grit, tough, blue-collar, smart football player. This is a guy who played center, offensive line, even for the day when offensive line were smaller. He was 6'3", 250. He was a small offensive lineman.
That's tiny.
And he managed to stick around the NFL for 13 years and is a real Iron Man for a lot of that time for the Cowboys. And he had passed away at the end of last week at the age of 70. He had been in the hospital, I guess, since May, according to his daughter. But one of the mainstays on the Cowboys Super Bowl teams in the 70s, and a guy who I think for an organization that has such a legacy of the Great Wall of Dallas and look at all the 90s offensive lines and the 2010s and look how great, you know, Rayfield Wright was. Tom Rafferty never made a Pro Bowl. He never made an All-Pro team, but he definitely deserves a spot in those mentions for being just everything you wanted in terms of grit and IQ and everything else. A guy that any championship team would really love to have on their roster. So that was sad news to see Tom Rafferty passing away last week.
DallasCowboys.com mic'd up Brian Schottenheimer for practice. And I want to get everybody's first impressions of Shoddy running around in Frisco.
Feels good out here.
Let's go, man. Have a hell of a day. Keep showing up.
Yeah, get that left one. Not the right one. Get that left one. Get that left one, dog.
Hey, where were you at? Where'd you go, swim?
Leighton Vander Esch's boat. Something Roberts.
Here? Out here?
Ray Roberts Lake.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I see you right there. Hey. I see you right there. It's like twins. Not.
There you go. Good.
Here we go. Real quick. Let's go. Here we go.
Defense, outstanding job, right? You guys had some plays out there, right? You're going to break it up. I love it. Okay? Really good day. Now, can we come out here again and do it tomorrow? Okay? I bet we can. I know we can. Okay?
Family. Family on three. So there's a little taste of Brian Schottenheimer at the Ford Center.
Something Roberts.
Something Roberts.
Something Roberts.
Hey, Jake Ferguson's from Wisconsin. He's not from here originally. But that was, yeah, Something Roberts. Something I would have figured. Yeah, I think Cowboys players have typically been Lake Louisville guys. So Ray Roberts may have not been as familiar. But
Ray Roberts is just the mirror image of Louisville, just further north. Yeah, just a V. The shape of the lake.
Yeah, I was going to say a little more. I might say more, that Louisville's a little more trouble potentially.
More peaceful at Rock, but it looks the same.
Yeah. What about his style out there?
So, again, this will sound to some people, make them go a little sideways. But honestly, what you see there, and when you watch the video, it looks like the way Garrett used to run through the stretch lines and how he used to just go up to every player. That was never McCarthy, and that's fine.
Yep.
There's no criticism to it. It's not a right or wrong way. It's just a personality style, but it's like a little more upbeat, personable version of Garrett. But he does want the same, let's connect with everybody. Let's go down the line. I want to see everybody. Not just I want to see everybody. I want to know, what did you do this weekend, Jake Ferguson? I want to know what y'all are up to and what's going on in your lives. And so it makes all things. I had no idea, because he's kind of further down the practice field when we're out there. I had no idea his preferred celebration noise, though, was yee-hee or whatever he did. Yeah. He threw out like four of those. There was like
Tyrese Halliburton.
I did not expect that we were going to get like almost like a Michael Jackson ad lib as Brian Schottenheimer's preferred celebration.
The great Brandon Laurie, blogging the boys, hit me up and said, hey, I wanted to make sure you saw some extra stuff. And Brandon is just one of these. I don't think I've met him. Apologize if I have, but he is one of these great content people out there that is all over the Cowboys and clipping every single thing. So I want to give him a special shout out. But he sent me this video of, was it Greek line dancing? It's Schottenheimer getting Dak, Milton, Greer, Steve Shimko, and their families learning traditional line dancing. So that was a interesting video to watch. And then Brandon also had Joe Milton doing the here we go cadence.
Oh, baby.
So the early reports of the demise of here we go going bye-bye, not yet.
Nope, not yet. He is, they're keeping it around for now, it sounds like. So, I mean, it could be like
if it's preferred by the quarterback, if they're comfortable with it.
Yeah, so, and I mean, a lot of times, so we've talked about the cadence recently, like a lot of times, the whole point of the cadence is just basically code to tell guys when they need to go and different things like that. And so if that's one that they've just found like phonetically and the rhythm to it fits and it fits Dak, well, then everybody else behind it's just got to learn it. And that's one of the things that Schottenheimer's emphasized is you need to streamline. The biggest thing is just we've got the cadence for Dak and then everybody else needs to make sure they sound like him. That's got to be the biggest thing.
Micah Parsons a little late to the game with this TikTok trend that we played a couple weeks ago.
He's like 2-3 weeks late.
Yeah. Assuming no one else got on social media.
He was overseas.
And saw this. That's right. He wasn't in Frisco. No, he actually was at times. Bobby set this up. And did you only get the Schottenheimer one?
I only grabbed the Schottenheimer one because it was a little spotty. I don't know. I didn't think they were that great of reactions. But he had called different people, Kevontae Turpin, Tyler Smith. Got the reaction you said. Couple of people because
he's explain what the bit is.
So the bit is you call your buddies and you tell them
guy to guy.
I just want to tell you good night. And literally that's the only reason you're calling.
Hey man, I just want to tell you, it's the way people are saying it too. Like Chop, I just want to tell you good night, man.
Like you'd call your significant other when you're out of town.
Oh y'all, we're gonna die with the storms. Like, Pepe. Well, you already sleep, so you could respond. Bob, I just want to tell you night-night.
So half of the people had seen this trend already. And so they're like, you doing TikTok? Is that what you're doing? CeeDee Lamb commented in it when I'm glad I didn't answer. And Mike was like, I called twice, too.
Who else did he call? He called Osa.
Osa, Kevontae Turpin, Tyler Smith. I'm trying to remember who the other one.
Diggs.
Yeah, Diggs. He called Diggs as well. Well,
Diggs knew what he was up to, I think.
The last one that he called, and we asked this question when we covered this topic a couple weeks ago, who would actually just not even think of it as a bit, we just go, oh, that's so great. Well, the one guy I could have predicted would have reacted like that would have been Brian Schottenheimer, because that's what he wants. He wants guys to connect. And so Micah Parsons called and told Shotty goodnight, and this is
how things spilled over a little bit. It got a little too real as Schottenheimer started talking about Micah's contract negotiation.
What up, buddy?
What up, coach?
What you doing, man? You all right?
Yeah, I just wanted to say goodnight.
Okay. I love that, bro. What's going on? Y'all good?
Hell yeah. You know, I mean, I just feel like, you know, it was player to coach, just checking in on you, mental, say goodnight, hope fans well, see you Monday, you know, excited about next week, just a good night.
Well, good, man. Well, hey, look, I know this is weird for everybody, man, but look, you're handling everything the right way, bro, and this thing's going to get worked out, and I'm thrilled to see where we take this thing, man. We're building something special, and you're going to be a huge part of it, bro.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah, Shotty. Take a shotty from me when you get a chance, man.
Hey, I'm drinking a shotty right now. Get ready to turn in for the night, brother.
Oh. Hell yeah.
Hey, I appreciate the call, man, for real. And I look forward to seeing you Monday, and it's going to be a great week.
Hell yeah. See you soon, coach.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Schottenheimer just took it naturally.
Absolutely not on TikTok.
No, he's not.
Absolutely not. I don't listen to
sports radio either. Nope.
He wants to be.
I'll tell that in a second.
He wants to be like the stuff that people say, like, imagine being like this close that you would actually call somebody, you'd have this kind of relationship. That's what he wants them to have. And so when he calls that, I'm just checking on your mentals, that sounds exactly like something Schottenheimer would ask them to do. And yeah, it's a little. There's about 4 seconds in there that's a little like, okay.
Yeah.
That could have gone sideways a little bit because he said, it's weird for everyone. We have not heard him describe this situation as weird yet. But he did also say, you're handling it the right way. Okay, so coming in and out, all right, fine. But I think quickly he just pivoted to, we got a big plan. We're all going to be successful. It's going to get done. It sounded more just optimistic in general, the way that he was approaching it. But this is that's shoddy. That's authentic shoddy.
And at the end, he said he was enjoying a shoddy. A shoddy, in case you did not know, was some vodka, some lemon, and maybe a little bit of water. As I told you on Friday, we went to meet with Schottenheimer for about 90 minutes at his office a couple of weeks ago. And Bobby came up with a good idea. He said, hey, I got an extra bottle of Tito's. Should we take it to him as a joke? I said, yeah, I have some lemons at the house. I'll bring the lemons, the cheap part of it. Bobby, you bring the vodka. So we walk into the office and Bobby hands over gets a nice little gift bag and everything, hands it over to Schottenheimer. He takes out this huge handle of Tito's. I thought it was, what are the sizes, Choppy?
Probably 750.
Sure.
You got to remember, I said I had an extra bottle.
Yeah.
That's where you erred. You should know what kind of bottle would Bobby have on hand.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe it was a free one from Sandler, like the smaller bottle. Yeah. So I went home and I'm looking at the lemons and the limes. And like three lemons I had were like, they were a little too soft. And I didn't want to give him one that wasn't going to be, you know, the perfect ripeness. So I grabbed the one that I felt had the best, you know,
flavor to it. Firmness, flavor,
yeah,
everything.
The best firmness. And I stuck it in Bobby's bag. Mm-hmm. So Schottenheimer pulls out the vodka and we're like, there's something else in there, you know, like we're giving a Christmas present. There's another thing in there. And it's like taking him a little bit too long to get this lemon out. And finally he brings out this lemon and looks at it with absolute disgust.
Yeah, it was it was a lemon that looked like it was the size of a lime, a big lime, a bigger lime.
Yeah.
And he looked at it, he's like, what the hell am I going to do with this thing?
What am I going to do with this thing? And I became the butt of the joke for the next 90 minutes and afterwards as Brian Schottenheimer is just making fun of me nonstop for bringing the Sharif Hand size lemon and only one lemon. I didn't want to give him a bad lemon. And I thought it was just the small bottle of vodka. So one lemon. And he was really giving it to me that I brought such a small lemon. And by the way, only one, making me feel and look cheap.
He said, I believe the first thing he said, when he picked it up, he said, you guys spend all your money on liquor. Did you have to go beg for this lemon? And so he said, did you go into the store?
It's one of those lemons you get at the counter. He's like, lemon or lime.
He's like, did you go into the store and say, can you give me the smallest lemon you have in your store?
Oh,
I need the smallest one possible. It was good natured, but man, he was definitely like, all right, you're going to hear about this. Yeah. You're going to get this
Oxnard.
One. Yeah,
exactly. Oxnard. Oh,
this
yes.
During the season, I would imagine this is going to continue to be something about, well, I know you guys like to give me, like, you know, half lemons or whatever. He's going to make this a troll point moving forward.
Well, I'll just respond back with something he said where he said, I should be the one giving you gifts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he did give us some sandwiches.
They were wonderful.
They were good sandwiches.
Very good.
You know, sandwiches and some nice kettle chips
and the chips
and a cookie.
Yes, and a cookie.
Gave us some extra time too.
Gave us
he
some
did
extra
give
time.
Us some extra time. There you go. It was a good chat, but yeah, Sean definitely is going to be the one that is targeted by Shoddy early in these interviews.
All right. Is Jacob DeGrom back? And where's Wyatt? RJ Choppy with some diamond calves after a nice series in D.C. on the home of the Rangers next.
Swing here and a high fly ball deep out into left field. Wood going back on this to the track at the wall. He leaps and it's gone. Jake Berger with his ninth home run of the year. He gives Texas a little more in the way of a margin. It's 4-2.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Matt Hicks with the call on your official home of Texas Rangers baseball. This is Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan, and this is Diamond Cavs. Mac Engle, Fort Worth Star Telegram, going to join us at 9 o'clock to talk about the Dallas Stars and any Rick Carlisle regret. The Mac Attack live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube, along with a Luke Bryan ticket giveaway. We want to start hooking you up in that 9 o'clock, and we want you to win it since you're listening right now. Evan Carter and Jake Berger helped the Rangers overcome an 0-for-11 with runners in scoring position as they take 2-of-3 in D.C. 4-2 was the final yesterday. And, Bobby, what are you looking at with this offense?
Yeah, I think when you look at the way that they've produced over the last 8-9 days, something like that, when we're talking about trying to figure out if this is a team that you sell or you buy or how you want to invest in this, I think you're at least starting to see small trends that they're figuring things out. So Marcus Semien has been raking for the last 10 days.
The GOAT, according to you.
Yes. I don't know what this is.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You want a Bobby Belt stat? Bobby Belt homework time on his hands. This is it.
Bassick had said the other night, he was like, man, he's catching fire. This is around the time he caught fire in 22 as well. Like, it's weird, like almost to the date. And so I was like, all right, well, let me go look and see what that date looks like. And man, over the last 4 years, May 30th to June 7th, that small little window, there is something in the air for him when that turns the season. During that time, he is hitting .379. His OPS is .1164. In 32 games, he's hit 11 doubles, 10 homers, stolen 6 bases, and he has a 1-to-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio.
The man loves America.
If you project it out over 162 games, just the way he hits in that window over the last 4 years, if you project that out to 162 games, it's like 53 home runs, fantastic, almost 100 walks. Like, it's weird the way he hits in this little window. And it goes back to like pre-Texas, too. It goes back all the way to like 2018 that he hits like
now
that.
Now he just needs to figure out how to hit in early part of May and April.
Why does he love America?
That's like the date of like Memorial Day and D-Day. Like, it's just, you know, he's honoring. He's honoring.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. I mean, he's honoring the men and women that changed this country.
Jake Berger had his third multi-hit game in the last week on Sunday. He had the big home run. Evan Carter, 3 hits and a home run. You felt like, all right, maybe he's coming out of this. For the month of June, Josh Smith's OPS is .900, even if he's still figuring out first base. Sam Haggerty in his utility role. He's like 8 for his last 22. He's been solid. And Seager can't be in the slump for forever. So he's 0 for his last 25. It is the longest streak by far in his career without a hit. And that's got to break out at some point.
He's single-handedly murdering me on underdog. Murdering. I'm just betting a hit. Yesterday, I was like, what the hell? I'll bet he gets a double. You know, maybe a home run. But I'm just looking for a single. 0 for what'd you say in this last 25? 0
for his last 25.
Good grief. And where's Wyatt Langford?
So Wyatt,
well, real quick. 0 for 25. That is a slump. It's almost impossible to recover from. Like, for your overall yearly numbers.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, your numbers are so skewed by that slump. Like, if you're normally a 300 hitter and you have an 0 for 25 slump, like, that is going to be very difficult for you to recover from to get back to that 300 mark.
Especially in limited at-bats, since it's hurt all the time.
That is positive on offense. The negative side of this is...
Guess his average right now.
225.
I was
going to
say 229.
239.
Okay, higher than I thought.
Okay. After what you did last segment with your intro, buzzing people quick.
That's the positive on offense. The negative is Wyatt Langford. I mean, other than Corey Seager, it's Wyatt Langford right now, who's in a deep slump. And a lot of it is largely due to him getting cooked on off-speed pitches. Evan Grant had written that if you look at his approach against things like change-ups and splitters and different things like that, he is 0 for 22 against changeups and splitters with 14 strikeouts this year. Last year, he hit .250 against them and had 6 extra base hits, so he's slugging .510. So this is like he's regressing in that area. Bochy sat him yesterday, and with the day off on Monday, then he was like, all right, let's get you 2 days. He said, I talk about this all the time. It just gives him a chance to clear his head a little bit. He plays with a lot of emotion, and he gets frustrated because he's competitive, but he still goes out there and plays great defense and plays the game hard and plays the right way. But it makes me a little concerned. Like, are they saying he's getting frustrated by this to the point where it's like, now we got to clear your head a little bit because you're almost too emotional and you're really pressing now?
In his last one, he is 24 for his last 130. In the month of May, he hit .189. In June, he's hitting .167.
Wow.
In those 130 at-bats, how many extra base hits does he have?
In 130?
In his last 130 at-bats, how many extra base hits does he have?
5?
4.
8.
No, double what I thought. Perfect.
I mean, 8 in 130 at-bats.
With that speed.
With that speed. I mean, he's not even...
They can't get anything going at the same time.
No.
So now Simeon's going a little bit. You know, the guy I trust the most at the plate right now, there's one at bat. It didn't work out yesterday with runners in scoring position again. Do you have an answer? I have mine.
I mean,
one guy.
At this very second, it's Simeon.
Yeah. For me, it's Josh Smith.
Yeah.
I'm just like, all right, I feel like he's not going to strike out. He did strike out yesterday. But just in general, I'm relying on Josh Smith in big-time moments. You get Josh Smith, you get Berger, you get Simeon a little bit. All of a sudden, complete disappearance from Langford and Seager.
How many times has Josh Smith swung out of his helmet, by the way? Mike made a comment about it yesterday, and I had been watching it, but I swear it's once a game he swings and his hat comes off. Like, somebody's got to do something
Bartolo
about his
batting. Bartolo did that. like Bartolo.
Yeah, you might like it.
About the bat. Could be. Yeah, and look, I don't want to mess with a man's juju if he's performing well.
He wants to show off that hair, as he told us here on the show.
It's some beautiful hair.
So that's Bobby talking about certain offensive players coming back. What about the man on Saturday?
Well, look, I mean, there's two guys, two pitchers I want to highlight here. One, Corbin on Friday was a gem. If he did that in a playoff game, they're giving him a statue. That they should have one for Derek Holland for that game that he had the World Series.
Oh, they should have a statue?
Yeah, it's a very rare 8-inning complete game that you get. It's a terrible thing. An 8-inning complete game is terrible because you lost on the road and you pitched a gem. And that's what usually happens. That's what he did. He 2 hits, 5 total base runners for the offense. The offense had 2 hits and 5 total base runners and no hits in the final 3 innings. But on Saturday, old DeGrom rolls out there and it is pretty obvious what their plan is with him right now. This is 3 straight starts where he threw exactly 81 pitches. It's pretty obvious their plan is that he's going to get to that 80 mark. He went out. Now this time he got through 7. Previous times he had gone 5 and a change and then 6. But 81 pitches, 3 straight starts. And I don't know what to make of his strikeout total because a couple of weeks ago, was it Toronto? Didn't have a single one. And then this game he had like 8, but he had 4 in the sandwich one. But it's the Nats, so I don't know what to make of it,
They're not bad.
They're not bad. They're not a bad team. They're not like these elite hitters. They're not bad.
Their pitching's what's really killed Washington. I don't know. That's...
Like, they're 5 games under. We're 4 games under. Yeah. 5.5 back in the West. We can't be...
They're dismissive. I know, yeah. But, right? It's an odd quirk that he's had 81 pitches
in 3 straight games. It is, and it's... Like, it makes me wonder, like, looking back through his other logs, how much he would... Like, how many pitches he threw in other ones. Before this streak of 381s in a row, he was coming off his highest pitch total of the year at 103. And if you look behind that, he had all but one of his last, like, 10 starts where he had gone past 81. So it makes me wonder if, like, again, they like to conceal things. He's been bugged by that finger. He had 0 strikeouts the very first start after 103 pitch out. It does make me wonder, like, are they managing something at all here?
Rangers off today before visiting Minnesota tomorrow. They're 2nd place in the Central, and they're 5 games over .500. You will hear all of your Rangers baseball on this radio station. It's a new Music Monday.
I'm Casey Kasem. Coming up next are the 3 biggest hits of the year.
You know, we've had some really poor contributions in recent weeks, and I don't love a couple of these. There's one song here finally that I think is like really, really good. So we actually are going to get like a banger here.
I don't blame you for that. I blame the artist.
No, it's just been weak. It's been weak.
I do
releases.
Blame Bobby because I was like, is there enough music coming out every single week to justify
but
this?
But there definitely is that music coming out because think about these artists we've played. They're all big stars.
Yes.
It's just they've been like, and this is Song of the Summertime.
Yeah.
Like we should be getting something that's huge around this time. And so a big-time contributor or a big-time threat for Song of the Summer in the last couple years has been Sabrina Carpenter. Sabrina Carpenter is one of the big ones. Little disappointed with her Friday release, Man-Child. And it's...
Is there a music video to this?
I haven't seen one yet. This is just the whole...
isn't Sabrina the one doing all those moves?
Yeah, she's aggressive.
Oh,
but
yeah, she is.
I mean, the thing with this is, like, to me, is that when you... She's changing from... She's always been very aggressive, kind of, like, edgy production. This is way too, like I mean...
cutesy.
Yeah, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? Like, out on the open range.
Throwing that song?
The best song released this week by far, Teddy Swims... Swims is becoming a huge star, great vocals. He has a song called God Went Crazy, which does that mean God went crazy? It means when he made you, boy, God went crazy making you.
Yeah, I made for you. I prayed for you. There's a light in your eyes, every color in the sky. Don't come close to you. Yeah, I made for you. I prayed for you. Not bad.
I think he's fantastic. And this I can vibe to all day long. I think this one's fantastic. And then another disappointing turn over the last year, I feel like, for Ed Sheeran. I was not a big Ed Sheeran fan early on, but the more he came along, really strong songwriter. He's shown an ability to work with all different sorts of formats. this is kind of his, I feel like anyway, you know those moments where you get like Shakira where she does Waka Waka, that song or whatever she did? Like, this is one of these where it's like, this feels campy a little bit. This is Sapphire by Ed Sheeran.
I think I like this.
Yeah, I like Ed.
Peyton's moving a little bit.
Ed doesn't put out bad songs.
It feels campy, man. It just feels a little...
The beat's good.
Yeah.
It's catchy.
Beat's okay. I just feel like this is like...
You nod your head while like drinking this. some summer drinks.
Absolutely.
This just feels a little more... I guess this feels a little more copy and paste or like cookie cutter and kind of just, oh, we're going to fill this certain role than Ed Sheeran stuff usually is.
I think so it goes backwards. Sheeran had the best one, then the middle one.
Teddy Swims.
And then Sabrina. But didn't you submit a song of the summer?
This was a couple of weeks back. I found this. Remember our boy Chet Hanks, Tom's kid.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Who I'm finding a lot more likable.
Really?
Yeah, I saw him on some stupid reality show.
Okay, so a couple of years ago, he had White Boy Summer. That was his song that he came out with. It was a hip-hop song. Now he has made his way...
Oh, God, you're submitting Chet Hanks song
to country music.
Oh.
And I just clicked on the link. He has taken it down off of his social media, it looks like.
So we have the only copy. So we have the original.
We hope we have the only copy. I don't see it in here.
Oh.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You guys didn't communicate this?
Yeah, I did.
During your big build-up right there?
You told me 2 minutes ago.
I said, you remember that song I said a couple weeks ago? And he goes, yeah. And I said, Joe Chet Hanks. So, okay. I don't know. I can't remember the song.
Did you actually send it? Or was this like when you said you sent the file on Friday?
That's possible.
Is it great?
I thought it was pretty good. Yeah, okay. I thought it was pretty good.
Why would he take it down?
I don't know. That's a great question.
You don't send it.
This is not.
All right. Well, that's the only song I have from you. That's all I got.
But, wait, Pepe, you don't know what this song is?
No, no, I didn't know that song.
Turn it up.
You don't know that one?
Turn it up. He clearly doesn't know it. He's playing it thinking that you sent it as the song of the summer. This is the highlight of Monday.
You don't know this song?
You don't know what this is?
I don't think I know this.
Aiden, do you know what this is? Reema. Do you know what this is? Reema doesn't know!
Are you kidding me? What is going on?
Come on, give it to him.
What is this?
It's Hulk Hogan, baby.
This is Hulk Hogan's theme song. What is wrong with you, idiots? What is wrong with you? Did the Cowboys get the wrong guy? That's next. And
is Hulk Hogan dead?
No, the guy who wrote the song is dead. Rick Derringer.
He died.
Below the belt next.
Oh, but first, yeah.
You don't know that.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
RJ Choppy has been vindicated. Look, we'll get to below the belt here in just a second. But this was a dispute, and I felt like you hyped it up as the song of the summer, and Peyton managed to find your song.
All right,
during the break.
Yeah, let's hear it.
And I wanted to give you a chance to re-tee up your Chet Hanks.
So remember, like I said, couple years ago, he had White Boy Summer.
And you're getting caught up from Martin saying, come on, guys, Lil Wayne dropped new music. No review, Bobby?
Yeah, I mean, Martin, I didn't want to trash what it was an awful album. It was really bad. Like, I mean, nobody I know who's been listening to it enjoys it. It's bad.
And both of you agreeing it's bad? Yep. Aiden says
Alec,
no?
Aiden, everyone says no.
Man, Aiden went thumbs down. I still think they did that still. Thumbs down.
I do thumbs down emoji all the time.
Emojis, yes. So anyway, Chet has decided to make his way into the country music genre, and I found an article that said this is the song of the summer. Like, okay, let's see about this one. Are we going song of the summer, Chet Hanks? Bipolar heart is beating me down. One day you're in,
the next day you're out. Shoot for the stars. No,
nope.
Not that it's a bad song. The song of the summer's got to be more upbeat.
Yes. It does have to be more upbeat.
This isn't upbeat enough. This upbeat is good. Enough. It's fine.
It's not bad. I was expecting way less.
Yeah.
From Chet Hanks.
Yeah. But it has to be more upbeat.
I legitimately anticipated laughing, and like I'm not laughing. It's fine. This has become like a thing too late. Like the Yellowstone characters. Like what's the Casey? Casey in Yellowstone. He like started releasing. Yeah, he started releasing country music.
Really? Beyonce. I told you. Anyone can do country music. It's you just write the same four words.
It's pretty
get
good.
Get a bottle of liquor and a truck.
Truck
and God and there and your mom's biscuits. A flag.
Yeah, throw a few things in there.
Throw it in AI.
That's why I never wrote country music, is because I don't have my mom's biscuits to eat anymore. She's not here to make them anymore. Now,
who's eating your mom's biscuits?
Nobody. I mean, there's no one else left to.
Oh, man.
All right, so my question, I was looking at something. There's some news at the end of last week.
Maybe your dad.
Maybe my dad is.
Could be. They got that little heavenly half-sibling for us up there. So the Cowboys... This
what if you guys go up there one day and you find out you're related now?
Oh no.
I wonder whose genes would be stronger. Like who the little heavenly, the angel baby would look more like
choppy
near you.
Look at his boys' eyes. The choppy face.
Yeah.
Choppy face is prevalent.
Yeah. That's probably the direction it would go. All right. At the end of last week, Rashad Bateman signed a contract extension with the Baltimore Ravens. And what was really surprising about this was the fact that he's somebody who I think is generally thought of as a player on the rise, somebody who is starting to come into his own, mature a little bit, and should be a really good option as a number two receiver for most teams. His extension was 3 years, $36 million. The Ravens are paying him $12 million a year. That is 28th among all receivers. It puts him right next to Darius Slayton and Alan Lazard on the list of highest paid receivers. If George Pickens has a decent season with the Cowboys, he is not signing for $12 million.
No.
You're talking about a guy who would probably sign closer to 18 to 20, I would guess probably more.
Yeah.
Is what you're looking at. And it got me thinking. The report out there from Jordan Schultz was that Dallas didn't want to pony up for how much it was going to cost for Bateman on draft capital, is what Jordan Schultz had said. So they went with Pickens. They viewed him as similar enough that the lesser draft capital was more in line with what they wanted to do.
And the Pickens cost was?
Pickens was, he was a fourth, right? A fourth or a third?
I think he was a third.
I can't remember now. Let me look it up.
The Our Cowboys Insider.
There's been a lot of trades for receivers. I know there was a fourth rounder for Lance and everything else. Yeah, he was traded for a third round pick and a fifth round pick, and then they got a sixth back.
Okay, so my point in asking that, besides exposing you and proving I watch more football, is if that's a third and a fifth, they want to give up the draft. What is Bateman going to cost? Like, no one thinks of Rashad Bateman as a better receiver than George Pickens.
I would guess Bateman was, and I think there's some people do, but I think Bateman was going to be probably closer to a second is what it would have been.
Okay.
Here's the question. Bateman is also unproblematic. Bateman is thought of as, this is secure. Bateman clearly is willing to sign for $12 million a year.
Because he was a rumored Cowboy interest.
Yeah. And so if you look at a round higher, you would have given up a round higher of draft capital in exchange for less problematic and probably $6, $8, $10 million cheaper on an extension. Should the Cowboys have just said, we'll pony up the higher draft capital because in the long run, this is cheaper for our financials?
No, absolutely not. Rashad Bateman right now is just a dude. His first 4 years, 46 with the MVP.
I was about to say, playing, it's like when we talk about Terry McLaurin's numbers. You got to put it in the context of he didn't have a quarterback.
46 for 515 and a touchdown. Then he had 15 in 17 games catches. 32 catches in 16 games for 367 and 1. And then in 17 games last year, he had 45 for 756 and 9 touchdowns. The touchdown is a great number. No, absolutely not. I would like to also know who thinks Rashad Bateman is better than George Pickens. I want this to be, you want a contract headache on your hands. Okay? You want George Pickens to have that good of a year to where in next offseason, this morning show is debating how much to give him or whether you need to pay him again. I want that good problem to come.
I think.
Yeah, you do. The problem is that obviously, can you, like, when can you no longer afford all these,
right, and then I'll
all
get
these wonderful toys?
And then I'll get a third round comp pick. Or I'll get a third. Yes, and versus having Rashad and giving up my second. These are pedestrian at best numbers.
I think what you got to look at or how most people would view it through this lens is, this is somebody who's clearly, though, ascending, I think, to most people around the league. And when they look at, look, the fact that last year as one of, like, the primary focus targets and different things like that, like, the fact that he was able to consistently beat defenses, he averaged 17 yards a catch, he was a red zone threat, I think a lot of people looked at him and said, in the right offense and with his growth potential right now, that's somebody who will grow into being
mark
a
this
definite
down.
Two.
Mark this down and put it on the wall, and if you want to bet me, you can bet me. George Pickens is going to have a better season and better numbers than Rashad Bateman.
I don't think there's a doubt about that. I mean, Cowboys throw the ball more.
Oh, well, they got the two-time MVP and the guy that people would take over Dak Prescott. All I'm saying is, this isn't going to be a discussion at the end of the year, in my opinion. So there you go. Hot take.
Do you tend to look at it then just as, like, let's even operate under the assumption Pickens is better. Let's just say that's 100%. Everybody will agree Pickens is better than Bateman. Let's operate under that reality. If that's the case, though, would you just say, for yourself in team building, you're going to say, I just want the best. I want the best that I can get, rather than I want the best that I can get for my money. Because $12 million on Bateman might be better than Pickens at 20. Because you're talking about half the cost,
well,
basically.
Rashad Bateman is going to have to show to me that he's as good or better than George Pickens. Look, man, the Cowboys get made fun of and they miss and they have their problems with their second-round gambles. I get it. That's how I am in life. Like, give me the thing that could explode in the positive, even though it could explode in the negative.
Yeah.
Just don't give me the pedestrian, boring, conserved. Give me the excitement. Give me the excitement with the ceiling. That's what Pickens is, and that's what I think George Pickens is going to be, even if you end up losing him versus just the mindset to me is boring in the wrong way of, well, let's just get the, you know, this guy's is good and he's solid. And now if he ends up being, give me a comp for 10 years, I'll backtrack.
On Pickens or Bateman?
Bateman.
Let's say he ends up being, you could say he ends up being a guy like Randall Cobb.
No. Give me George Pickens and all the question marks. If he ends up being, who's the Rams receiver Aikman loves so much? Old guy still playing.
Cooper Kupp.
No. I wouldn't know Cooper Kupp. He's a veteran.
Robert Woods?
Robert Woods. What are these, Robert Woods, Randall Cobb?
Man, I think Randall Cobb's a better player than Robert Woods.
Fine, Randall Cobb.
Randall
Cobb's fine.
Randall Cobb at half the cost of whatever Pickens might be, though, is like, then you're talking, like, for instance, Chop, I would guess, I don't know, but under this circumstance, I would guess you would say with finances and how you've said before, you don't always have to get better. You don't always have to be so determined to just get better and like have the best. I would guess you would at least be more willing to lean to the side or listen to the side of, we should have just gotten Bateman because it's $8 million cheaper potential.
And Bateman's 12 a year?
Mm-hmm.
12. And he's older.
Not,
he's 25.
Like, yeah, he's like, yeah. He's like 9 months older. It's not like
it's not like you know, you're not looking at a whole.
And he is an unproblematic personality historically.
Man, but the second round pick is
yeah, second rounder.
That's a problem. I mean, you've got to get I don't know. I can't. It's hard to judge Bateman because of their system.
Yep.
Like they just never have wide receivers play at elite levels. It's the way their system runs. So,
did you love Bateman coming out?
No, I wasn't as high on him coming out in the draft a couple years ago. I didn't have him in the first round. He went back into the first. I think he's turned into a better player than I had anticipated. I still would probably, take Pickens as well. I'm just saying, is there $8 million difference in Pickens? I don't know. Right. And especially when you consider all the other factors in a team that wants to build culture. Now, I think so far, Pickens has not shown any problems. Like I don't want to make it sound like Pickens is some massive.
Yeah, but this is nothing. This is all honeymoon period.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
This means very little.
Right. In terms of just, yeah, there's not anything that could have gone sideways yet. T.O. was great here for the first, like, 3 months, too, and then things started already bubbling up and being a problem. I think the thing that you have to look at, too, is something that Shadi's talked about and something we've mentioned here, which is just the idea of Pickens is a good opportunity to test what you're building and just say, like, a safe way to test it. Because if you bring him in here and go, this did not fit. Our culture was not ready for him yet. And this wasn't going to be a fit. It couldn't change things. Then you can walk away, like you said, Sean, and you can get a comp pick that's third or fourth round and basically compensates you back. You get a return policy, essentially, and you got a whole year of him contributing. I think Pickens is going to be great. If you look at their numbers, Pickens and Lamb against single coverage last year, they are basically the same in terms of efficiency. It's that against double coverage, Pickens has just been completely taken away, typically.
B-Low.
B-Belt.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. More football with the Red Zone every day at 9:20 on your official home of the Dallas Cowboys. Let's go inside the firing of Pete DeBoer and try to find his replacement. Did Jim Nail and the Stars make a mistake or do what was necessary? Mac Engel joins us live on the Fan Camp, Twitch, and YouTube. He's been living at the AAC on the ice. The Mac Attack joins us next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.